visible damage and how many weapons do you need for that. But there's no question that what you need is enormously less than the present ridiculous numbers.
Next week, scientists from all over the world will gather in Oxford to honour Sir Rudolf's 80th birthday. His wife, Jania, died last year, but she will be equally remembered as a surrogate mother to hundreds of young scientists during Sir Rudolf's career in Birmingham and Oxford. Since the war, Sir Rudolf has worked in numerous areas of research and is regarded as one of the world's leading theoretical physicists. His reputation does not rest merely on his role in discovering the explosive nuclear chain reaction. He's made many other significant contributions to science, not least, according to Margaret Gowing, as a teacher of new generations of physicists, now almost as distinguished as himself.
I think that he has been much loved. Not only has Rudy himself been much loved, but also his wife, Jania, who died last year. Together, they were proxy parents to whole generations of students at Birmingham and then later at Oxford. And indeed, at the grand dinner in the Hall of Christ Church at Oxford, when Rudy retired as Professor of Theoretical Physics here, it was moving. The vast numbers of people came from all over England and indeed from abroad, who obviously had this feeling that Pyles had been the most important person in their lives.
That profile of Sir Rudolf Pyles was written and presented by Sally Harcastle. The producer was David Powell.